Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Gibson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mike Felder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Molitor, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Molitor steals home. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Heath is hit by the pitch. Knight moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sviam. Knight scores. Brookins scores. Heath moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Yount tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salazar. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Pettis. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Jones now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knight. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Knight steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Salazar. Deer reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell strikes out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Svyum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Svyum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Castillo now playing second base. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salazar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Felder is 0 for 3 in the game. Felder strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.